You are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here is your host, Steve Blair.
Edition, the Bleed Blue Show, Forum for the Fans. This is the Rink, the post-game podcast. New York Rangers defeat the Vancouver Canucks by a score of 3-2 in overtime. And what a good game. It was a fun game to watch. A lot to say. I'm glad the Rangers won this game for the fact they got a million shots on goal tonight. I mean, there's so many ways we can start this. But before we get into the game itself, of course, you know, follow this the podcast, the Bleed Blue Show, the Forum for the Fans. We are the Bleed Blue Show, bleedblueshow.com. We could be found on Facebook, the Facebook fan page, the Bleed Blue Show, for live discussions on all the teams and all the sports. Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus, all you can find all of us right there on those social media platforms. Download all episodes for the Bleed Blue Show, Knicks, Giants, Yankees, Rangers, NHL, NFL, MLB, NBA, whatever it means, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, your Stitcher apps, right to your audio, your smartphone devices, your tablets, if you don't want to incur data charges for streaming the show live on bleedblueshow.com/podcast. Like I said, the Rangers defeat the Vancouver Canucks by a score of 3-2 tonight in overtime and almost headed almost towards a shootout, but good job with a game-winning goal by JT Miller, who played a phenomenal game tonight. By the way, he was spectacular coming off that coming off the bench in the substitution for Stepan, getting that goal. I'll get to that a little bit later. After that initial shot, he came around the did a wraparound on the net behind Ryan Miller, got it right past him to make it 3-2 or for the first lead of the game, and it happened to be the game winner. So shout outs to the blue shirts. But it's been a herky jerky week for the Rangers since the last time we did this episode or this podcast. We discussed the win, almost similar, where the Rangers defeated the Boston Bruins. You could go back and listen to that episode at the conclusion of that game on the website or in the archives. But almost a similar game, and just not as the million shots on goal, where the Rangers won the game late in the game. That was late in the third period, but this one was in overtime. You're talking about a game where Vancouver was coming into the game with a two-game win streak. You know, when you talk about the Vancouver Canucks, the first thing that comes to mind is the Sedin twins, Daniel and Henrique, who are the top two scorers on the Canucks. We already know that. And you know that he got hurt in the game, I guess, against the Islanders, so we didn't know the status was going to be like that. Also, you know that Derek Brassard did not play tonight. He was going to be out. So it was going to be curious to see how the Rangers were going to play tonight without Derek Brassard, one of the top scorers on the team. You had Zuccarello and Nash, who played phenomenal tonight. I know Nash had the penalty with the slashing, but they were on the attack all night long. I mean, God, the Rangers were shots on goal. They didn't really have to play a lot of defense. They gave up a couple fluke goals, one early on in that first period, and then, of course, in the second period as well, the Burrows. But the Rangers, as far as offensively, I mean, they were in the Vancouver zone all night long with shots on goal opportunities. I mean, it was great to see. It was great to know that the Rangers were putting the pressure on Ryan Miller. Let me say that real quick. As a Rangers fan, let me say this about Ryan Miller. He was showing a lot of shades, a lot of past flashbacks of his days as a Buffalo Sabre. But Ryan Miller played a phenomenal game tonight. And, I mean, he damn near saw almost 50 shots on goal tonight. I mean, what else could you do? The Vancouver defense is garbage. And the Rangers had to exploit it. So that's one out of the way. You had to exploit what the Rangers had to bring to the table. That was number one. So like we said, you're coming off the win versus Boston. You lose to the Islanders at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn last Thursday. And then you had the shootout win. That wasn't looking too good early on versus the Philadelphia Flyers. And then for whatever reason, the Rangers are going to have their work cut out. If they get to the playoffs, they're going to have to see the Washington Capitals at some point because they have the Rangers number right now. I mean, they're playing phenomenal hockey. They're running away with the Metropolitan Division. So right now, we're just going to have to match up, try to fight for a playoff seed. We're middle of the pack right now. I know we're almost halfway through the season, but everything looks like it's going to be Rangers, Islanders, Brooklyn, Manhattan, how you want to look at it. So if you got to stay the course, you got to stay the course, man. It's a tough division. We know that. But the Rangers have had their difficulties with the Washington Capitals. And then that Islander loss left a bad taste in my mouth as well. Thankfully, we got the win versus the Philadelphia Flyers in the shootout. But in that 5-2 loss, even though Chris Kreider had a couple of goals in that game, Alex Ovechkin is finding ways to get the puck in the back of the net behind our goalies. And then, of course, Justin Williams. It seemed like it's the same cast of characters in that game. And I'll get to that a little bit later. Let's focus on this game versus the Canucks. Like I said, I was going to see, hopefully, Chris Kreider continue his goal streak. He came into this game. He had about 3 goals over the last couple of games. Stahlberg was looking okay when he was in Philadelphia. You had to win this game tonight, knowing that you have 3 more games left before the All-Star break, which all are winnable games. You got the Carolina game. You got Buffalo at home next week. But these games are definitely winnable. They are definitely winnable. But take care of the first one first tonight. That was the first thing. And then, you know, it's a team like in the Vancouver Canucks. They're looking for a playoff seed. They're on the outside looking in the Western Conference. Usually they're a bona fide playoff team. They usually get in somehow. They usually find a way in the West to get in, maybe make one round or two rounds. They're a decent franchise. And also in this game, I can't forget, this is the return of Emerson Eaton, who came over from the New York Rangers literally about a week ago. We even discussed that on the last week on the podcast. The fact that he even got an assist in this game pissed me off. But hopefully good luck to his career as far as maybe trying to bounce back, trying to find some playing time in their lineup for the Canucks. But the game started off very good. I thought it was smooth hockey. It was smooth transitions. It was smooth shifts. Early on in that game, it was a lot of back and forth. It was clean hockey. It was not a lot of stupid hits and penalties. It was just a free-flowing game to start off the game for the between the Rangers and the Canucks tonight. But I thought that first goal by Bartuszczyk, he got his around his he got his 8th goal of the year. They jumped off. The Canucks got off to a 1-0 lead about halfway through the first period. But the Canucks were really not a threat tonight offensively. Offensively, I'll say that again, offensively. They were not a threat offensively. And Henrik Lundqvist, congratulations on another milestone over the weekend as well. But he didn't really face much of a challenge. I don't think he even seen 18, 19 shots on goal tonight. It didn't even break 20. So he pretty much had a clean night tonight as well. But the Rangers, this game was all about the Rangers' opportunities left and right. And I'm trying to remember at the top of my head how they went and as I saw the game. And I mean, the first, like in the second period, for example, you had opportunities to, with like JT Miller, who had a lot of breakaways in this game. He had his moments, he had his shots where he did a lot of breaking on the ice, and I think the overtime goal was just a carryover goal to that. There was a sequence in the second period as well. He set up the screen for the fired shot by Rick Nash, who also had a good game tonight as well. But that 1-1 tie, it was a good tie to get back into the game. And The assist by Chris Kreider and the assist by Rick Nash. There was a lot of great scoring opportunities early on, and I thought they put a lot of pressure with Stepan getting that 9th goal of the season for the season for him. Rick Nash, Chris Kreider, that they interchanged the lines tonight with that. I saw that. That was pretty good. JT Miller being a pest all over the night, all over the ice in front of Ryan Miller. He was phenomenal, and they put that pressure on him. That first goal by for the Rangers goal, I mean, by Derek Stepan to tie it up at one in the second period. Even at the limited opportunities the Canucks had, for instance, Jannik Hansen for the Vancouver Canucks had a beautiful move. He didn't get it past Lundqvist on that, but I thought he'd made a nice play in the second period and for a good scoring opportunity. Henry Lundqvist as well. He had a pass save. He showed some flashes of his show. He's not the dominant Lundqvist he has been over the last 4 or 5 years. He showed flashes every now and then this season. And some of those saves tonight, they were pretty good, especially with that pass save he had made on Hansen. That was a good job by him. And then, even before the end of the second period, Vancouver got back one on the Rangers, went up 2-1. And that happened all in the corner. And I mentioned Emerson Eita earlier on. He found Alex Burrows in the corner. That Lyndon Vay and Emerson Eita with that pass in the corner. And that was a situation where Jacek Megna, who kind of cheated on the play. He kind of cheated for going after the puck. There was a body for every man on the ice at that point in the corner. And Emerson Eaton made a nice play to find a streak in Alex Burrows to get it past Henry Lundqvist to make it 2-1. And they didn't really have that much life, but even with that goal, there was something about this game where you felt that the Rangers, all they had to do was just keep on cracking, get those opportunities. Because the defensemen for the Vancouver Canucks were non-existent at all, man. I mean, you talking about guys, like whether it was Ben Hutton, if it was Alexander Edler, if it was Bartowski or Chris Tanev, the defensemen did not show up for the Vancouver Canucks tonight. They definitely did not, man. So even going into the third period with a 2-1 lead, I just felt as a Ranger fan and watching the flow of the game, it was just a matter of time just to get that back, man. It took a while, but it was a matter of time. And even before the end of that second period, I mean, even Matt Zuccarello, who had a break to the net, he was unable to cash in right before the end of the second period, who actually got that goal. He tied the game up at 2 in the third. But even he got going. It's been a while since we heard from him, even since we did our podcast, our top 10 KGYR players, and Zuccarello, who's been pretty quiet since me and Chris did that list. But he found a way to get back into get more into the game as far as scoring. And his shot opportunities at the end of the second period showed it. Just was not able to cash in. Even with Kevin Hayes following up on follow-up shots after Matt Zuccarello. Just Ryan Miller, who played a phenomenal game, had a lot of saves. Some of the stuff was luck, though. Let's be for real. But some of it was pretty good, real good skills, showing a little bit left in the tank. Ryan Miller, I thought, had a good game. Just some opportunities for the Rangers just didn't go in. Even Ryan McDuddy had a fire of a shot right before the end of the second period as well. But it was right off the faceoff. I think they came off of the timeout and the faceoff, he had a drive, man. And then he hit the left post pretty much to the right of Miller. And, I mean, there was a lot of those shots tonight. A lot of the Ranger shots tonight. And whatever you want to say, it was good. But a lot of these shots were hitting the post tonight. I mean, they were really on target with their shots on goals tonight. And I really did like that a lot. It was just scoring chances after scoring chances after scoring chances. They were trying to put the pressure on, and they did a good job tonight with that, man. So kudos to the Rangers. Versus a team that they are definitely better than. Let's also put that on the table as well. The Rangers are definitely a better hockey club than the Vancouver Canucks. So that's would have been the disappointing point, that knowing you already went into the overtime, you got the 1 point, you got to get at least two out of this game. Get 2 points, man. You got to keep pace with this Eastern Conference. Because, I mean, 1 point would have been cool, but there was no way we were leaving that game with none. And that's the thing, how I took this game as well, especially with all the shot on goal opportunities as well. Even in early in the third period, coming after the second intermission, JT Miller, who had another great opportunity, he had a breakaway on the ice. But, like, again, Ryan Miller, there's been a lot of Miller versus Miller tonight, and that was early on in the third period. He had a breakaway along the left side of the ice, came across the middle, and Ryan Miller made a good stuffing of the save right there. And then there wasn't a lot of power play opportunities tonight by both teams. But that first penalty by Rick Nash, he had the slashing. He slashed the stick of the Vancouver Canucks player. I can't remember who it was, but that was like early on, like within the first minute of the third period of Vancouver power play. And the beautiful thing about the power play tonight, or the penalty kill tonight for the Rangers, where they had a great scoring opportunities as well. I mean, right off the faceoff at the start of the power play for the Canucks, Jesper Fast had a great chance on the kill. He had a great pass fed by Don Moore, where he just wasn't able to cash in. Miller with a great save. And then later on in that penalty kill, Ryan McDonough, who also had another great shot opportunity as well. And Vancouver, I don't even think they even got a shot on goal, not that I can remember, on that power play. Maybe they did have one. But Don Miller with an excellent pass to Jesper Fast, and Ryan McDonough put in a lot of pressure, and he played a hell of a game tonight, the captain as well. The penalty kill, they only had one power play that you had to go up against. So, you know, they did a great job on that tonight, too. So, shout-outs to the penalty kill for the Rangers, 100%, whatever. So, later in the third period, and especially right after that penalty kill, I mean, you're talking about shots on goals that was pretty much contagious. Rick Nash coming out of that penalty box, breaking up the right side of the line, crossing the blue line. He had a great shot opportunity as well, right out of the box. He was on the breaking up the right side to Miller's left. He just couldn't get it past Miller. So, even a quarter of the way through the third period, even Dan Girardi got into the shot on goal opportunities that they had. There was a lot of puck looses in front of the net. They had their chances, man. I mean, they really did. I mean, this game could have been easily like a 5-1, 6-1 game. But some of it was good saves by Ryan Miller, but then some of those were just lucky, man, just straight up hitting the post. That's kind of the way I saw it here watching this game. Even almost halfway through the third period, you had a situation. Victor Stahlberg got robbed of the net. I think it was Zuccarello. He had an opportunity. But Victor Stahlberg, who had a couple of goals over the weekend, he got robbed, man. I mean, I think he did the right thing where he had he took the puck off the shot. I can't remember who it was, but right in front of Ryan Miller, he paused. He waited a little bit. He went try to go post side, and the puck hit the side of the post, and Miller was able to get some of that save. Then you also had later on, right after that sequence, where Chris Kreider, he found JT Miller, and then JT Miller found McDonough for a shot, and they were crashing. I think the Rangers got to almost 40 shots through like the halfway minute mark of the third period. So they did their thing, man. I mean, they were just raining shots. Beautiful, man. Just raining 2.5 periods where the Rangers put up a million shots, man. Great, great game, man. Great, great thing. But there was also that scary sequence as well. They had the situation when the referee, the linesman, got hit in the side of the head with the puck. I'm surprised he even got up that as fast as he did. And fortunately for the referee, he was okay. And God bless to him on that. As well, then if you I don't even think the Vancouver Canucks, now that I think about it, I don't really even think they even had a shot on goal until maybe like 8-9 minutes left in the third period. I got to go back and look at that. But right off the top of my head. I mean the first half of that third period, the Rangers had so many opportunities. It's like they didn't really need to play a lot of defense. I mean, I don't want to, you know, knock on wood or whatever, you know. It's the fact that they were all over their own zone as far as trying to cash in, man. And it was beautiful. Real beautiful to watch. I mean, there wasn't a lot of drama towards the end of the third period. When I say drama, I'm talking about scoring opportunities here, say, or whatever. The Rangers did a lot of bulk of their damage as far as pressure between the start of the third period, and I'll say about 4 minutes left, because it was right before the end of the third period, right before the overtime, they didn't have a lot of scoring opportunities right before the conclusion of the third period. So I went on to the overtime. And then with the overtime situation, before I even get to that, I forgot to mention, because I mentioned Matt Zuccarello. I mentioned the fact that he got his goal. He had the tipping scoring opportunity. It was a great pass by Keith Vandal, by the way. That was a great point, pass right out of the corner, and it was a nice tipping. I think Ryan Miller at that situation didn't even have his stick, and Matt Zuccarello was able to cash in. Matt Zuccarello tied up the game at 2-2, and that's when the Canucks were they didn't get a shot. That's right. That's exactly what happened. Canucks didn't have a shot on goal until after that second goal by Matt Zuccarello. That's what I was trying to remember. I couldn't remember if it was early on, but whatever. But after the icing, even the Yandle shot off the post. I mean, he had a great opportunity right after the icing call, and they had the face-off, and Keith Yandle had a shot off the post after the game was scored for 2-2. But even on the 4-on-4 at the start of the overtime, Chris Kreider and Radim Rabada, they collided. Both of those guys were okay. Goodness for us and goodness for them, for however you want to look at it. But even Rick Nash had a beautiful breakaway opportunity shortly after that. He got stoned by Ryan Miller. Kudos to who's the guy? I think it was Matt Zuccarello who poked that puck away from Ben Hutton, who was breaking away shortly after that, because Vancouver had a legit opportunity to really put this game away. Ben Hutton streaking. And Henrik Lundqvist overplayed the puck. Let's be honest. He overplayed the puck. But fortunately, Zuccarello with the hustle got back just in time to put his stick on the shot attempt for Ben Hutton to poke that puck away. And then that's where I see the grit. And this is where we did the top 10 KGYR episodes as far as Matt Zuccarello has to be on our list, because he's feisty, he's gritty, he's a scrappy type of player, and he plays like his stature, and he saved the game, in my opinion, on that play, stopping or deflecting from Ben Hutton's shot opportunity halfway through that overtime session. Also, Derek Stepan, who got the goal early on, he played his ass off tonight, too. He played his butt off as well in the overtime, too. He was on some long shifts as well, and he had some opportunities as well. But the key to that was him calling himself out of the game, JT Miller getting the pass from Ryan McDonagh. And then JT Miller, who had the shot on goal to Ryan Miller's right, JT Miller was left, stuck with the puck, and then used his speed to get a wraparound goal to win the game at 3-2. And that spark off the bench, you give credit to Derek Stepan coming out of the game after that long shift, the overtime skating, and his opportunities to win the game as well. I mean, it was a team effort tonight, a total team effort tonight, and I'm so glad that they won tonight. So because of they've been up and down, and I think he's got to be the star of the game. Talking about JT Miller, he's got to be the star. I would have, game winner in overtime. I'll have to definitely check that out. But so it goes back to we got three more games left, and it's a win. You got 2 points. You was going into the overtime, you got the 1 point regardless, but 2 points is better than one. We all know that. It's about fighting for playoff position or staying in touch with the division. At this point, anything could happen. You could go on a run like they did last year. But the Washington Capitals are looking very good, and they have tiebreakers on the Rangers. So right now, it's all about getting that home ice versus the other team in the division, which is the Islanders right now. So it's going to be, as if right now, as we discussed this Rink podcast versus the Vancouver Canucks, is going to be between them and the Islanders if things keep up the way they're going. As long as the Rangers keep on winning, they got to get these bad losses out of their system. But going before the All-Star break, you have a couple of games left. You got the game versus the you're at Carolina. You got to go to Raleigh, North Carolina, to play the Hurricanes, the old Whalers, and then on Sunday you got the Ottawa Senators, that afternoon game, and of course next week versus the Buffalo Sabres. You have to beat the. Matter of fact, let me think. You got to. You know what? Ottawa is not a gimme game, but you got to win at least two out of the next three. You got to at least get 5 points out of this, man. Four to five points out of the next three games, easily. There's really no excuse. You got to beat these teams. You got to beat the teams you are better. You're definitely better than. In the same case with this game tonight versus the Canucks, you have to beat these teams, man. You have to play your schedule. I know there's some tough ones. We lose them within the division, but the games tonight, the players, you got to step up where they do. And even with this game tonight, also with Derek Brassard not playing, I was wondering how this game was going to take place or how this game was going to play itself out without Brassard in the game or in the lineup. I mean, damn, I mean, they rallied up almost close to 50 shots on goals tonight. Not to say that they didn't miss the guy, but wow, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, they were phenomenal tonight, man. They were great. And I still definitely miss Brassard, and I hope we get him back soon for the next couple of games. We'll see how that goes with the situation. But show tonight that we did all right without him. We did pretty good without him tonight. For this game only, 49 saves for Ryan Miller tonight. 46 saves, but 49 shot attempts by the Rangers. It was beautiful. Versus Lundqvist, who's seen only even a third of that. Not even. So this said, I look at the players for the Rangers tonight. Danny Boyle was okay. He looked kind of old in some sequences. I don't know if Gordon is going to do something where they're going to try to get some more players and figure out the salary cap situation. If they're going to try to make another run at this, they already made one acquisition, getting some guys early on in the season. But Jesper Fast, he did okay. Girardi has been spotty. He's been playing a little bit better. I mean, he had a lot of shots tonight, too. He had a lot of drives from the point. Kevin Hayes with some follow-up plays. And then Klein, he had the thumb. I think he had the thumb injury or whatever. Not looking too – looking okay as well. But I wanted to see more out of Chris Kreider tonight. I thought he would have had a better – I thought he had – after a couple of goals over the weekend, I thought he would have had more shot on goal opportunities as well. We talked about Jason Megna early on. He gave up that one goal because of the assist by Lyndon Vay, Emerson Eaton to find Alex Burrows. But – he's got to have to find a way to stay on the ice to get some more play. I know he's kind of wet behind the ears, but that was definitely a bad play that he did as far as giving up that second goal to go up 2-1 for the Canucks. But JT Miller was a monster tonight. I mean, 8 shots on goal. He was it didn't matter if it was breakaways. It didn't matter if it was in front of the net, try to poke away deflections. Wraparounds, you name it, the guy was all over the ice tonight. And Rick Nash as well, his defense coming out of the box. He had a stupid penalty early in the third, but he put a lot of pressure on a defenseman for the Canucks. He was trying to make things happen tonight as well. Victor Stahlberg had a lot of shots on goals tonight as well. He was very active, as I said earlier. He got robbed by Ryan Miller as well. He got robbed, and he's been getting a little bit active since the Islander game as well last week. Yandel played the point very well tonight as well. I thought he was good, and I thought Derek Stepan as well. I thought he did good things tonight as well too, man. Overall, and can't forget Zuccarello with his game time goal and his hustle in the overtime. There's a few ranges, and of course Lundqvist, we'll give him props too. Good saves here and there. I think that one goal was a bad defensive play by our defenseman, but. Overall, a lot of players did very well tonight. JT Miller, Matt Zuccarello, Ryan McDonough did some great things with the shots at the point and sending them guys, and Derek Stepan, Rick Nash. Good game by the team tonight, man. Good game. I thought the fourth line was all right tonight, too, man. I thought the Stallberg line was good, too. It was a good team effort. I mean, there's really nothing you can say defensively that the Rangers were they had that one lapse in the second period, and in the first goal, I don't want to knock them on that. But outside of everything else, they buried an inferior opponent, and that's kind of what you needed to do on the night after losing 5-2 versus the Capitals. You needed to get some 2 points somewhere. You need to get somewhere in that schedule, man. So good job by the Rangers tonight. Good job. I look at this thing because we'll have the Rink podcast next week as well versus, I believe, the Sabres. We get the Sabres, and then hopefully that will be a win tonight as well because I think there's going to be situations where we'll discuss a little bit of the heading into All-Star Weekend. Bleed Blue Show should be out there in Nashville having some fun at those festivities. NHL All-Star Weekend in Nashville, Tennessee, have some fun with that. And have some, you know, with the parties and all that other stuff. But so the only thing I say is this, the next couple of games, what they're going to do coming off this win. And then I'm going to have a lot more questions going into next week. That's the thing I'm going to have here on the Bleed Blue Show. I'm going to have a lot of questions. You know, when I say a lot of questions as far as are we going to get back on the road? Are we going to duplicate the somewhat of a 9-game winning streak? You maybe reel off 5-7 here and there. It's got to start with one. I know around the NHL, teams are struggling. Like I was looking at some of the Boston game tonight versus Montreal. They imposed their will on the Canadiens tonight. I don't know what the hell happened to Montreal. They've been on a spiral. As far as the Rangers, we're talking about the Canadiens. I thought they were the best team in the Eastern Conference, and I still think they could pick it up as well. I know they made a trade a couple weeks ago, but I'm just looking at around the NHL, other teams that we may have to keep our eye out on. We know Florida's been doing very well. We know the Washington Capitals, I think they won tonight. They smoked the Columbus Blue Jackets. Tampa Bay is coming. They're coming back on strong. They had a nice win tonight. Toronto. I know. I watched some of that. You know what? That's another thing I saw last week. I saw the Blackhawk game versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I was watching a little bit of that. Like I said, I've been trying to get more into the Western Conference hockey. Watch that a little bit more than I usually have, you know, outside of Rochester and Ranger games and teams that we root for here on this platform. I try to keep my eye out on other competition as well. And teams such as in the Western Conference, we spoke on Dallas last week. I thought the Dallas Stars are having a great season. And the L.A. Kings as well, man. I mean, they're dangerous as hell too, man. I mean, I think that last year they had that flop of a season. They're trying to get back onto the winning path, and you got to find ways to stay the course. So now Rangers with the win tonight because of what happened versus the Canucks, points wise they're third in the conference. So, you know, they'll be pairing up with the Islanders if things were to end today. But, of course, it's only January. We got a few more months to go. But, Washington is they're head and shoulders way above everybody else. They got 16-point lead on the Panthers, who are also having a phenomenal year. Jaromir Jagr for the Panthers. I can't believe he's still playing. He's been in the league forever. And they got that young line for the front, that young line for the Panthers. They're doing a good job this year with that. I thought Detroit, the Red Wings, we haven't played a lot with them this year. We'll see them later on in the schedule. I want to see how they go when they go down the Joe Louis Arena. I remember last year when the Rangers played the Red Wings. We didn't have a good we played a close game in that game. I think we lost 2-1 in that game. I want to see how we bounce back. I'm trying to see if the Bleed Blue Show can get out there, watch that game in Detroit versus the Red Wings at historic Joe Louis Arena. I think before they move on to the new spot, they're building that new arena in downtown Detroit. Other teams I'm keeping my eye out on, especially like the Tampa Bay, who coming out of they're finally waking up, guys, man. I'm telling you, Tampa Bay, and I think it's going to come a time where Montreal, who's out of the playoff picture, who was running they were running things at first. Now they're on the outside looking in. They're going to try to get back on the right side of things. And of course, I can't even forget about. I almost forgot about the other team in the Metro. We know about the Islanders. We know what they could do. They've had a good season, but the Devils have quietly been making some noise. I know they won tonight as well. I think they did a good job winning against the Calgary Flames. I'm trying to remember a situation. If there's going to be are we going to see all three teams, the New York, are we going to see the New York Rangers, the New York Islanders, and the New Jersey Devils all in the same playoffs? That would be fun. That would definitely be fun. I'm gonna see if that was ever to pan out, that would be great to watch, man. That would be some great hockey, man. If we could get that, if all three tri-state teams, New York, the two Islanders, the Islanders, the Rangers, and the Devils, I'm gonna hope that happens, man. I'm gonna hope that happens. We have a lot of, as we know, we all have friends and family who are fans of either the Islanders, Rangers, or the Devils in the tri-state, all in the playoffs at the same time. That would be fun, man. That definitely would be fun. But we're going to keep an eye on the NHL. We'll have more updates with the Western Conference hockey, of course, these teams. Now, if you had to hear from me first, now, I'm saying it right now. We already know Washington. They're just ready to try to go on a Stanley Cup run. I think this is their time to really try to get a cup. Alex Ovechkin, especially the way they bowed out of the playoffs last year versus the Rangers. I think they're serious business this year, man. There's no doubt about that, man. But is that going to carry over from between now and January into the start of the playoffs? You know, we know that teams get hot, 6, 7, 8 seeds, whatever. Teams do get hot, and you can have a bad goal here and there, and playoff intensity, it can get a little stuffy. But are we going to see more out of the Capitals? Are they going to keep it up? I mean, it looks good right now. Are they going to keep it? I don't know. It remains to be seen. Any team could get beat. And the thing about the Rangers, it's not like we're peaking right now. We're up and down. We're up and down. We're up and down. And I mean, you don't like that inconsistency, but, I mean, the best thing is yet to happen. And when we get all of our bodies back and we have all of our lines intact, we're going to make a lot of noise in this playoffs. We are going to make a lot of noise. We just got to be a little consistent, a little bit more consistent with the wins, get more two more points and stay in the middle of that pack in that Eastern Conference, and everything will be A-OK. Because I think there's a lot of good competitive teams. I think Florida, I'm not saying they're the real deal, but I think they've been a big surprise. And I think they'll have a little bit of success, too, in the playoffs, too. I mean, you got those two Florida teams, the three tri-state teams in the New York area, and, of course, the D.C. team. So I think you have big markets out there, too. You have the two Florida teams and then, of course, Boston throughout I-95, not including Philadelphia. The Flyers are not making the playoffs. We already just don't worry about them. They're not going to make it. I don't see them going on a run. I mean, they have a decent record, and I'm not exactly sure where we're going to get out of the Pittsburgh Penguins. I mean, they could always still accumulate wins here and there. But it's a competitive Eastern Conference, especially after we discussed this on the podcast versus the Bruins last week. you know, anything can happen, man. Anything can happen. But this will be the conclusion of the Rink Podcast post game versus the Vancouver Canucks. New York Rangers win 3-2 in overtime. Bleed Blue Show, bleedblueshow.com. The Facebook fan page, The Bleed Blue Show. Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus. At The Bleed Blue Show. iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, your Stitcher apps. Go to bleedblueshow.com. /schedule to show the upcoming episodes of the Bleed Blue Show, upcoming Rink Podcast here on this on the forum for the fans, and then you know tell everybody if you want to join in on the discussions online, you send your email bleedblueshow@gmail.com, or right on the website for Bleed Blue Show if you want to get your thoughts on any of the teams we discuss. We have a lot of good dialogue back and forth, whether it's online, right here on the air. On the forum for the fans. But the Rangers win, good win. A lot of shots and goals tonight. A heroic, well, I would say heroic, but very good game by Ryan McMiller. But that's not our player. I mean, he showed flashbacks of his days in Buffalo, but we needed this win. We'll take the 2 points where we could get it. Right now, looking at the third seed in the East as of right now, until we'll see where we reposition ourselves right before the NHL All-Star break. Other than that, bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.